Hello, everybody. This is Adamu, and I wanted to update you guys on my journey so far on programming. It's been sort of a wild beginning. I find myself spending lots of time coding, teaching myself, learning, practicing, whatever you call it. So for example, I would come back from work, I would just dive in, literally. When I wake up, when I have a little bit of time, I dive in. When I'm free, when I'm off work, I am coding. So literally right now, other than family time, eating, you know, the basic things, the next thing is it's coding. It's hard for me to estimate how much time I have spent because I don't keep track of it. But it's quite a, it's quite decent amount of time that I found myself doing. And like right now, like I can't wait to. So I saw this website, and I was like, I really want to try this. I really want to try. I saw some neat boxes on the site, basically the HTML structure, and it's like, God, I want to try this. So right now that is in my head. So I can't wait until I lay my hands on my practice. But it's been interesting. So at least I think that's one of the things that is driving me, just like it just sounds interesting to be able to do these things. Or like chemistry, my background, programming has basically no limit, like, to what you can do. Has at least you can do lots of things with coding. You might not change, like, you might not change HTML or CSS, the styling and all of that. But their combination, what you can use them for, it's totally up to your imagination. So far I have only done HTML and CSS. That's where I'm at. I am following, as far as resources are concerned, I'm using the free Code Camp curriculum. It basically really got you from zero to like 100. I'm like at 5% or less. It has thousands and thousands of hours of learning and coding and projects. So I'm doing that, and I've watched YouTube videos on how to code a basic responsive website. I've done that. I have like 1 minute to finish that, less probably. I was stuck because I didn't complete it because I had a bug and I left it without solving it. And that's one of the things that I noticed with programming. Things can really go easily, like if things go wrong, if your website is not, if you're coding and it's not coming as expected. The more you know your codes, your writing styles, the easier it is for you to detect it. But sometimes it's not as easy as said. Like one time, I had to restart everything. So I've gone quite a far, but I had to restart everything because I couldn't figure out where and what went wrong. For me, up to today, it looked alike. So that is that. But I find it also quite easily, if you kind of know what you're doing, you might be able to figure out where your problem is. For example, one time I missed a dot. And one time I missed a closing bracket, and so on and so forth. I think that's basically it. We'll see how this experiment goes. Would I be able to keep this to become a programmer? And one thing, I've been listening to podcasts about programming on my phone. So whenever I can, I just pop it up and listen. So really, I want to, as much as I can, just surround myself with programming. I think that way, that's one of the ways I learn, I think, which makes sense. The more you hear these terms, the more you understand them, the more they become second nature. So, all right, I promise that is the end. Thank you very much for listening. If you have any learning experience, if you're learning anything and you want to share, you're absolutely welcome to. What has worked for you, what hasn't, your experience learning something completely new. You are absolutely free to share. Thank you very much again, and I will talk to you soon.